Freak the Mighty by Rodman Philbrick. Chapter 1. The Unvanquished Truth. I never had a brain until Freak came along and let me borrow his for a while. And that's the truth, the whole truth, the unvanquished truth, is how Freak would say it, and for a long time it was him who did the talking. Except I had a way of saying things with my fists and my feet, even before he became Freak the Mighty, slaying dragons and fools and walking high above the world. Called me Kicker for a time. This was daycare, the year Graham and Grim took me over, and I had a thing about booting anyone who dared to touch me, because they were always trying to throw a hug on me like it was medicine I needed. Graham and Grim, bless their pointed little heads, they're my mother's people, her parents, and they figured, whoa, better put this little critter with other little critters his own age. Maybe it'll improve his temper. Yeah, right. Instead, what happened? I invented games like kickboxing and kick knees and kick faces and kick teachers and kick the other little daycare critters because I knew what a rotten lie that hug stuff was. Oh, I knew. That's when I got my first look at Freak, that year of the phony hugs. He didn't look so different back then. We were all of us pretty small, right? But he wasn't in the playroom with us every day. Just now and then he'd show up, looking sort of fierce, is how I remember him. Except later it was Freak himself who taught me that remembering is a great invention of the mind. And if you try hard enough, you can remember anything, whether it really happened or not. So maybe he wasn't really all that fierce in daycare. Except I'm pretty sure he did hit a kid with his crutch once. Whacked the little brat pretty good. And for some reason, little Kicker never got around to kicking little Freak. Maybe it was those crutches kept me from lashing out at him. Man, those crutches were cool. I wanted a pair for myself. And when little Freak showed up one day...